Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
So, you know me, sometimes I always try to keep up on the news and all that stuff. So, came across, it kind of fueled me in a way of frustration, anger, and idiocy. So,
great love it,
bro. Bro,
great love of our lives.
So, talking about Stephen A. Smith and Lonzo Ball ordeal. Mm-hmm. So, here's what we're looking at. Today's the 24th, Thursday. Okay. So, today's the 23rd. The 24th. It's Thursday, right? Tuesday, Stephen A. Smith went into First Take claiming that he has sources that Lonzo Ball was having a hard time standing and sitting up or sitting down with his bad knee. That's what he said on Tuesday, and this was according to his sources. Yesterday, Lonzo recorded a video and put it out on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, of him actually doing one-legged squats on the bad knee and told this fool to stop yapping. Where'd you get your sources from? Mm-hmm. You should have came to me.
Exactly.
Point blank, period.
Exactly.
So, when, and he actually tagged Stephen A. on it.
Yep.
He tagged him.
Rightfully so.
Yes, he tagged him.
You got to call him out.
You got to call him out and hold him accountable.
Since he wants to be going around doing all that.
And well, here's the problem. He act like he didn't want to hold accountability.
So oh, here we go.
This is what, right.
Here we
this
go.
This is why I say you ain't going to like it. So, he goes.
And I think you're absolutely right at this point.
But yeah, I'm going to say what I have to say after I read all this.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak my mind on it because there's some shit in there that I feel like that he was just totally wrong for. So, after he tagged him and said that, Stephen A. replied back to him and said, okay, yeah, no problem. You know how to reach me too. So you're thinking at this point that he's trying to hold himself accountable, which is 100% false. Well, you would think that he would just flat out just say, you know, I mean, it just concerns me that you would go and say, oh, you know how to reach me too. No, you started this bullshit, so you got to finish it off.
You got to finish it
off. He ain't got to reach out to you. You have to reach out to him.
Well, he was saying in reverse the same way. You want me to, if you know, which he did anyway, which I don't know why he said that, but
he did reach out to you the first point with that stupid source that you had. He reached out to you and tagged you. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. So, apparently, he had a cartilage transplant
right
on his left knee. So, he did that. So, now he's out for this season.
Damn.
Yeah, he's out for this season.
Help us all.
So, This is what Stephen A. did on First Take yesterday after that video and him in that situation.
Wow.
Darren, look behind you. Just look behind you.
Go ahead and keep reading.
Okay. So he's going to say, you really going to sit poolside on a bench and think because you're getting up and sitting down and getting up and sitting down that makes you healthy? Does that have anything to do with running up and down the damn court for 30 or 35 minutes per night? Come on, bro. Bro, you ain't healthy. You missed about 48% of your games, and you're only 4 years into your career. And top of it all, you would think because he missed all of last season and 47 game seasons before that, and you're scheduled to miss games until at least a new year,
this upcoming season that you wouldn't make a video proclaiming your health, you're healthy.
Beautiful, nice dog. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Ah, I'm so distracted. I'm so sorry. That dog is lovely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That dog is a distraction. You hear me? Yes. Like, if you can't care for it, I'll take it.
Okay, we'll take him. No problem.
It look like he'll eat the whole house.
Lucius. He'll eat Lucius, too.
Yep, he'll eat Lucius the whole house.
Yeah.
We'll take him.
He'll do it. So, that's what he said on First Take yesterday. Now, this is what I got to say about this. He said a bunch more, too. He said that he had, it was on a video, and I didn't catch it. I didn't want to hear it because I got sick of him already at that point. Talking about that, he had suffered injuries on the basketball court, which was not long at all, and that he had had different surgeries and different screws put in his arm or leg or knee or something, whatever the fuck he said. I don't give a damn. But the whole gist of this is this. You missed the whole point in what Lonzo Ball said.
Right.
You missed the whole
point. Dead up the whole point.
It is not about you, and it's not about him being healthy. It sure damn ain't about you being healthy. Get your ego out of your balls and know that the point of that message was that you and your sources claimed something that wasn't true,
in which he had to go and make that point.
So now you, my man, is sitting up here making an ass of yourself when Lonzo made that video. He made that video to prove where your source is from. You need to stop yapping.
Yes.
Point blank, period. Stop yapping because, number one, whatever you got your sources from, stop. Now you're embarrassed and now you want to sit up here and not only take accountability for what you did and said, you want to bring your sources down, you want to call everybody idiots, and then you want to dog Lonzo Ball and then make yourself the victim afterwards. Who the hell do you think you are doing some shit like that?
I guess what that is. A narcissistic piece of shit.
Exactly.
Plain and
simple. And now, not to take over your video or your Darren's notes on when you talked about Stephen A., this is exactly the reason why the shit that they're talking about, why people are hating on him, and exactly why his ass need to be out.
Yeah,
point blank, period.
It's some things you...
Here's the thing.
You can only be defended for so long.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know? And this right here is inexcusable.
It's inexcusable.
Even try to defend you on.
Yes.
And try to, you know, come up with a million excuses or faults or anything like that. You just need to be held accountable for what you did.
Exactly.
You need to be held accountable, and your sources need to be held accountable for spreading things that they had no business spreading.
Exactly.
So now, like you said, he's embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
looking like an ass, mm-hmm. and can't figure out how to get himself out of it. You know, so now you have to sit there and figure out, okay, how am I going to make up, or how am I going to make up for what I just did? So now you're going to divert from one thing to another.
And it has nothing to do with it.
Narcissistic.
Exactly.
It's very narcissistic. Mm-hmm. It's very toxic. Very. That's not healthy.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
If you don't believe me, take a look and look at the word narcissist and take a look at what it means. Take a look at the word toxic and see what it means. There's facts behind that.
It sure is.
And what you're doing is all facts. What mm-hmm. you're doing is acting like a narcissistic piece of shit.
Yep. And stop making yourself the victim for something that you got proven wrong.
Right.
That's the whole modest ordeal that we're having right here, right now.
Bro, if you're going to have a source, mm-hmm. we talk about this all the time when it comes down to the media and they're coming out spreading false advertisements on people
right.
that they have absolutely no business doing.
Right.
If you're going to do that,
right.
you need to go to the actual source. If they don't actually come back to you with an actual source, then keep your mouth shut about it. Don't say nothing about it anymore.
Because I'm like, where did all this journalism come from?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm like, where do people that become journalists just think that, you know, it's okay to just go and just start spreading unfounded bullshit without having it being backed up and checked first before even, you know, spreading your news sources like that. Exactly. I just don't get that.
And
I don't
know where that comes from.
And that's the whole thing. Even if you feel that you have sources and your sources is not getting back to you, don't fucking say nothing. Mm-hmm. Just keep it shut. Go to the main source. If the main source ain't saying nothing, you still keep your mouth shut.
Or find something worth talking about.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Just like how he went and texted Michael Jordan and asked him who was the best point guard in his opinion. Jordan responded back in a text at probably like 4:55 in the morning, and he was able to share that on First Take. He was able to share what Jordan said. He was able to do it.
Yeah.
And he said it was Magic Johnson. He said Steph Curry's up there.
Yeah.
He's way up there.
But Magic Johnson, hands down.
Hands down.
I agree with Jordan. Magic Johnson, hands down.
One of the greatest point guards.
He's one of the greatest point guards that ever played the game. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
And that's that dog.
That dog.
Keep looking back, too, man.
He smell Lucius.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a well-trained dog.
Yeah, it is.
It's a well-trained
focused
dog.
Focused.
Yeah, definitely
focused. Yeah, stay focused, yep.
He was able to do that.
Yeah.
If somebody was able to get back to you, he was able to do it.
Right.
So stop with this all nonsense, man.
Right.
Just stop with it. And it killed me. I'm like, now you are feeling salty.
Beyond salty.
You're salty now.
He's feeling so salty that sodium of it is melting.
It's melting. So now
it's just like you think of that analogy of the banana and the salt.
Yeah.
And the banana is being melted by the salt because you put too much on it.
It's science.
If you don't believe me, try it.
And look at it and try it. Or watch it or something.
Oh, people don't have to prove
for it. Exactly.
Just get you some salt. Pour a bunch of it on the banana and watch it melt.
It'll melt.
It'll take some time, but it'll melt.
That's science.
Yeah, it's just straight up science. That killed me, Darren. And I'm like, bro, you have so many things on what you do at ESPN.
Right.
So now you're coming up with phony sources. You're coming up with phony sources to actually come up here and do some bullshit like this.
Sir, I'm just going to be real. That's probably going to be one of the reasons he get fired.
You keep this up.
That's going to be one of the reasons why.
That's going to bring a bad image.
Yeah.
That's going to bring a bad image not only to ESPN, but it's already bringing a bad image to him.
Right.
It already is because he's sitting up here. Of all the controversial things that he said and done, and this one on Tuesday was right on top of it.
Well,
because he said, and not to mention it, he said that. But he also said that, I'm really sad for him.
Are you really sad for him?
I'm like, bro, if you're sad for him because of what your sources said and Lonzo proved it wrong, then why do you believe that it was okay to reveal what he's going through without his knowledge?
In 2012, I put out a Facebook post
that deliberately had said after the Pacers won game 6 to the Knicks
that Stephen A. Smith is one
morning.
That Stephen A. Smith is one of the most arrogant pieces of shit that I've ever met in my life. I didn't put it that way, but I'm saying I'm saying it now.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be, you know, some level of professionalism.
Exactly.
On your behalf. You know, you wanted to be this guy to make all this money. You went on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert to talk about, your mother had told you to quit acting the fool. And it looked like you going beyond advice.
Exactly.
Quit acting like a fool because you can lose everything if you keep acting the fool that you are.
And this right here, what do you know? This could have been the icing on the cake at this point.
Exactly.
This right here could be like, you know what? Somebody at ESPN be like, okay,
who has control of firings and stuff like that? Like, okay, I've had enough.
Right.
I've had enough of his arrogance. I had enough of revealing things that he has absolutely no business revealing.
Right.
We just had enough and we just gotta let him go.
That is a bad image.
It's a bad image.
You know what I'm saying? You got Jeff Van Gundy, you got Mark Jackson, Susie Kobler, and all them that got dismissed.
Right.
They didn't do anything to smear a bad image on ESPN.
Exactly.
So now you still got this idiot on the air, and he got millions of shows that he's a part on NBA Countdown, his own radio show, he has his own podcast, and he's a host of First Take. And now you got all of this arrogance. I'm not meaning no harm to, you know, anybody else that's doing good. Right. But at the same time, this is why people are probably not even watching ESPN anymore. They probably look sick of looking at this fool.
Who knows? You never know. Because I see a lot of people that really likes First Take.
And they like Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, like, oh, this is a great show. Yeah, whatever. That's your opinion. That's your thought process.
That's your thought process.
I don't watch First Take.
No, I don't watch it.
I don't watch it. I can't
See, and I had watched it once or twice, and that was back when Skip Bayless was on First Take.
That's how long
ago I ain't watched it since. Because that was
them two don't mix,
because Stephen A. Smith was stupid and arrogant, and Skip Bayless was just an airhead and stupid too. So they have a common denominator in that, and they're both stupid.
But it just don't make for a great show.
So that's why Skip had to end up leaving. So I'm like, so you're putting yourself out here and you're making yourself, you think you're feeling good about yourself. Now you're probably feeling really, really shitty. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's my thing. So just treat others.
Yeah.
Just treat others with respect.
I would agree.
And quit disrespecting people that are still trying to out here and do what they need to do.
Yeah, because the Lions are trying to just do what he needs to do.
Yeah, that's all he's trying to do.
Get better and be able to get back out on the court.
And he's moving. He's growing.
And girl, he don't need all that extra noise coming from him.
No, not from him.
He needs to be able to focus. He ain't got time for all this extra noise with him.
I'm surprised, and I'm proud that he actually made the video and did what he did to prove people wrong.
Now, back up. Leave me alone. Let me do what I got to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Let me do what I got to do, because I'm like, this is beyond ridiculous. How do you do that? And why do you do that?
How fair is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
I wouldn't feel it either, Darren. That's not cool at all.
You're right. I did not like this. You are absolutely right.
Yep. But that's it for me. That's all I have. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think everything pretty much touched on. Okay, cool.
So there's that. Appreciate everybody listening in. Check out our YouTube channel. We got gaming content. We have Darren's Notes, Daryl's Reactions, the video podcast. We have different clips out there, too. You can check it out there. Of course, you can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. Twitter at DTSC2414 and Instagram at Watchmen. That's it. I'm Daryl. That's right across from
me. Yep.
Till then, ciao.
Ciao.